The last time we heard from commentator Daniel Pinkwater, recent events in the news had stirred his memory. Those events led him to recall how callous his youthful friends once were. Now there's another memory of youth that he wants to share.
After college, a friend of mine got a job in the new field of computers. He was given a lot of responsibility for someone just 22, as happens in new fields. He lived up the block from me in New York City. Once he got the job, I hardly saw him. When I did see him, he looked awful. He was thin, haggard, unshaven. "You look terrible," I said. "I know. I'm working 20 hours a day. I sleep at the lab. I haven't had a hot meal in weeks." "Why? Is it that interesting?" "It's interesting, but more than that, it's vitally important," my friend said. His boss had explained to him that the Soviet Union was ready to destroy our country. The missiles were all aimed and ready. They had decided to do it. The only reason we had not been annihilated was that we were ahead of them in computer technology, and they wanted our technology. As long as we stayed ahead, they would defer nuking us to ashes. "And you believe this?" I asked him. "My boss is a very smart man," he said. "He knows important people and has access to important secrets," my friend said. "He explained to me that in desperate times like these, we have to do things we wouldn't ordinarily do." "So you're working yourself to death?" I said. "I have to," my friend said. "It's not that I choose to live this way, but it's up to a few people, me being one of them, to save our country." "Would you do anything this boss of yours told you to do?" I asked. "I have to," my friend said. "It's my duty."
Daniel Pinkwater's new novel for young readers is Looking for Bobowitz.